Texas has started one of the nation's largest state-funded research initiatives on psychedelics. Supporters say the drugs, which remain illegal in the United States, hold promise for treating PTSD, addiction disorders, and other health issues. As Robin Burgess reports for WUNC's American Homefront Project, there's growing interest in psychedelic research nationwide.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed legislation in June to provide up to $50 million to research ibogaine, a psychoactive compound derived from a shrub native to Central West Africa. Abbott emphasized the potential benefits for members of the military and others experiencing trauma.
Texas is home to more veterans than any other state of the United States of America. Many struggle with things like depression, PTSD, and opioid use disorder. A therapy that has shown great promise in treating those conditions is ibogaine.
Like most psychedelics, ibogaine is a Schedule I drug and illegal to use or possess in the United States. Several veterans who traveled to Mexico to undergo ibogaine therapy testified in support of the legislation. Navy veteran Brandon Bryan said he endured traumatic brain injuries, post-traumatic stress, and other health issues.
I applied for a grant and went to Mexico for ibogaine treatment. Immediately, the night sweats and night terrors I had suffered from for years stopped. Ibogaine therapy is not a magic pill, but it is an opportunity to shift my perceptions and work on becoming the best version of myself.
Texas is among several states, Republican and Democratic controlled, that are now funding psychedelic research. And last year, the VA announced that it will fund its first psychedelic therapy study since the 1960s. Dr. Lynette Averill is a researcher at Baylor College of Medicine who is studying psilocybin therapy for veterans with PTSD.
The critical piece is not just how do we save lives to the point of sort of tolerating existence. I think the place that I'm excited about in psychedelics is that it seems there's so much more foundation to save lives and people actually build the life that they truly want to be living.
Averill says many researchers believe the long-term health effects of psychedelics may be due to their ability to stimulate new neural connections in the brain, which may help people create new ways of thinking to process their traumas and end their substance use disorders.
With psilocybin and MDMA, the FDA has already given them a breakthrough therapy designation, which said everything suggests these are as good as or better than anything we have for this particular condition. They are safe, and there's very little abuse potential.
But Averill says psychedelic therapies are also associated with cardiac and other health risks. So participants are medically evaluated to qualify for studies, and they undergo therapy to prepare for and process what they learn during their psychedelic experiences. Author Jules Evans, who has collaborated on research about psychedelics, says building a safety infrastructure is essential before treatments are rolled out to the public.
Psychedelics can lead to terrifying trips, can lead to destabilization, increased anxiety, lingering feelings of trauma.
Evans has surveyed hundreds of people who use psychedelics, both in the underground for recreation, as well as in controlled settings like retreats and clinical trials.
Post-psychedelic difficulties and adverse events seem to be lower in clinical settings. But we also need to remember that clinical trials are basically the optimum possible conditions, and that when these medicines get rolled out within the healthcare system, it's not always optimal.
It's unclear when the rollout might happen in the U.S., but the Food and Drug Administration is considering whether to approve certain psychedelic therapies as medically supervised treatments. MDMA and psilocybin are frontrunner candidates for FDA approval, and Secretary of Health and Human Services Robert F. Kennedy Jr. recently told Congress the agency is working hard to expand access. I'm Robin Burgess in Austin.